I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to bring a new perspective to U.S. immigration policy. But if the political divide in Congress continues, it could still be hard to enact meaningful immigration reform. What's it like for Connecticut residents who live with the uncertainty? When she was 15 years old, Angelica Llanos arrived undocumented in Norwalk, Connecticut from Colombia. She lived with her mother and sister, finished high school, studied for 2 years at Norwalk Community College, but had to drop out because she was ineligible for financial aid. In 2012, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program gave her the legal right to stay and work in the U.S., but DACA is a temporary measure that's faced constant court challenges.
I don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to leave it, or if they're going to tell us to go back to our countries. And like, and I was like, oh my God.
DACA was created to protect young undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. when they were children, but it's been around for a while. Llanos is now 32 years old and the mother of two U.S. citizen children. She's waiting this month to find out whether her DACA papers will be renewed again.
So scared, and I'm so scared now. I'm waiting because you never know what's going to happen.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of DACA in June 2020, but it was back in federal court in Texas in December. Immigration lawyer Alex Myerovich says this ongoing uncertainty takes a toll on his clients.
Some of them struggling to convince their employers that they're still eligible to work.
Angelica Llanos works for Norwalk Public Schools, assisting teachers with Spanish translation.
When I'm talking with my coworkers and I'm like, oh, I have DACA, and they're like, oh, me too. In my school, where I work, it's like three people that do the same job as me. They also had DACA.
Immigration advocates say what they really need is for the next administration to find a pathway for DACA recipients to transition from this roller coaster way of life to a more permanent legal status. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.